What if I told you that you could pick LeBron James to be on your team for your pickup basketball game at the gym? Or that you could choose Mariah Carey to sing your Christmas duet with you? Or at your family Thanksgiving football game, you could be the quarterback and throw passes to Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis. Well, that's what it's like when you connect with a unicorn real estate team. Only this isn't a fantasy partnership. This unicorn connection, it's real. Play the music. What is up, my homies? Welcome to the How to Buy a Home podcast. I'm still your host, David Sidoni. I'm not phony, and that's no baloney. That was my actual campaign slogan when I ran for the ASB in sixth grade. And yeah, I won with that killer dope rhyme. Now, as you know, I'm old, drink well past the sixth grade, and I've been given a new nickname, the Unicorn Wrangler, which begs the question, what the f*** is a unicorn realtor? Okay, so let me explain the key points about what a unicorn realtor is and why they are so very valuable to anyone buying or selling real estate, but especially to you first-time homebuyers. In this episode, I'm going to go over what is a unicorn realtor, how does partnering with a unicorn benefit for you, I'll go over the history of the unicorn realtor and the actual numbers on how many of them are out there and actually exist. I'll explain to you my relationship with the stable of How to Buy a Homie unicorns, and I'll also talk a little bit about how big real estate has been screwing you for decades and hiding the existence of these unicorns. And then finally, I want to make sure that you understand the last point, which is how actually easy it can be for you to beat this gigantic big real estate system, which is huge and totally rigged against first-time homebuyers. But you can beat them by saddling up with a badass unicorn. And I mean like a really cool unicorn, like, you know, one with lots of riz and swag, magical, but, you know, still got like tattoos and a colored mohawk. And when they sprinkle fairy dust, it plays hardcore music and it mystically covers you with their unicorn expertise, market knowledge, their insider secrets, their empathy and their compassion, but, you know, in a cool, hardcore, badass kind of way. Okay, so the simplest explanation of what a unicorn realtor or a unicorn lender is that they are the elite of the elite of the elite in their field. But they also treat you, even though you're just a first-time homebuyer, like you were a $10 or $20 million client. To them, they don't see you as a number. They aren't thinking about the commission. You're not just a notch on their belt or their monthly spreadsheet. They see you as a relationship. And they cherish that relationship so much more than dollar signs. They've made a living by treating their clients with five-star service. And that service begins with you well before you even go home shopping. And that great blue ribbon service, it continues well after they give you the keys. Unicorns do not hit it and quit it. They do not use and abuse. And hopefully they don't drop stupid rhymes as much as yours truly. A unicorn realtor or lender is that rare, mythical, and often elusive local real estate professional who is not only stellar at their job, but they also give a damn about helping you, the entry-level buyer. They have gobs of real estate experience in the market, yet they're willing to give time and compassion to you, the first-time homebuyer. They know it takes a little extra, and they're willing to do it. And that's because they see the big picture. Today, you may be someone they help guide for 6 months or a year or even 2 years. And keep in mind, they realize they're not going to make a dime off of you until the day that you close on your home. But they're still willing to do it because they see the big picture. Now, because it does take a little extra time and guidance, many of the donkey realtors and lenders think this is a foolish business practice to actually concentrate on you first-time homebuyers. They see you as a giant waste of time, inefficient, and far too much work for the compensation. I mean, think about it. Anyone in the greedy real estate and lending game soon realizes that it's financially prudent to get better at their job. And then when you do that, well, then you get the luxury of being able to work with luxury clients, and you can ignore the low-priced first-time homebuyers. They see you as a low-dollar use of their time. You're not where the money is. You're the lowest dollar amount, and you're just one sale. Think about that. You're only one sale. Most realtors focus most of their time on their sellers because their homes obviously sell for more money, and the realtor gets two deals out of selling their home. They sell their home, and they help them purchase the replacement move-up home. But a unicorn sees you differently and treats you differently. A unicorn's been around the block, and they know that treating everyone with top-level service and respect means that you as their client are going to be so thrilled with their guidance, their powerful magic, their incredible service, that you're going to tell all your friends and family. They see you as a relationship, not a number. And look, you guys out there, you're children of the internet. You have seen the power of word of mouth, testimonials and reviews, the hive mentality. You've seen communal validation of a business versus other businesses that simply rely on advertising and cold, spammy commercials. Of course, I realize that calling them unicorns implies that they're magical and there's some kind of mysticism with them. But with 87% of the realtors quitting before they ever hit 5 years in the business, and last year in 2023, 49%, almost half of the realtors only sold one home or zero. So I'm not saying that the unicorns are magical, but they definitely are rare. Most of the industry doesn't see that eventually, if you only go after those high-priced clients and you treat the entry level like crap, well, you're going to be in for a lot of constant marketing to try to get yourself more and more new clients. Greed is so rampant in the real estate industry. It has overpowered the entire industry top to bottom. So the unicorns, yes, they're magical, but I call them unicorns. And the reason I created that is because they're rare. And what really freaks me out is, why are they rare? It just shows you how many people don't have good business smarts in the real estate industry. Because all they are is just intelligent business owners that realize the rewards of treating people with, you know, humanity, along with the excellent service that they can provide. Unicorns work relationally, not transactionally. Unicorns are full-time at what they do, and they constantly train, they read up, they stay current with the new wrinkles in the real estate and lending worlds, and they also have been there, done that, baby. And they can help you avoid all those horror stories, those pitfalls that you hear about first-time homebuyers who are freaking out about the terrible situations they get caught in. Unicorns laugh at so-called problems that happen during a transaction because I guarantee you they have seen worse. And the cool thing is, if something goes wrong in your transaction and it gets ugly, they've done this before too, and they know exactly when to pull the plug on the deal. So you don't lose money, you don't get stressed out, you don't get completely screwed, and then you end up going on social media telling your horror story and you go viral because everyone is so sad for you. The unicorn knowledge is going to be absolutely invaluable to you. This is what separates them from those undertrained newbies that the real estate industry is throwing at you. And that's another story for another day. Let's stick to the unicorns. The unicorn's superpower is that they know they're in this for the long game, and you're special to them because your business with them isn't just for today, but it's for the long term, that magical journey from home to home to home. Now, I know this all sounds lovely and wonderful, but I know what you're thinking. Dude, what's in it for me? I know. Why do you care about a unicorn? Okay, well, if you read between the lines, or I guess you're not reading, you're listening to me. So if you heard between the sentences, I don't know, from the description that I just gave, you heard there was a lot of stuff in there that obviously benefits you. You've got the experience plus the empathy for you and your situation, but that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the benefits of partnering with a unicorn support team. You're getting guided by the best. You're getting assisted and educated by the top of the field, by Yoda, by Dumbledore, even though you're just a lowly first-year student. So, here's a few of the major benefits that you get having an experienced pro working with you. The first one, protection. Big, big deal. This is the ultimate benefit for you nervous Nicks and nervous Nancys. The unicorn protection can save you not only from stress and heartache, but from tens of thousands of dollars in mistakes. The experience, the training, the commitment to the craft. Remember, 87% bail because they're just trying out real estate. Well, that expertise will create protection for you because they've seen it all and they know how to cover everybody's butts. And that is priceless. Customary practices. This includes contract knowledge, community awareness, local market idiosyncrasies, and customary practices from realtor to realtor or buyer to seller. They know what's going on with upcoming neighborhoods. They know what areas to avoid. They know what's happening with the home builders. And they also know which builders are working and doing great for the buyers and which are just coming into town trying to rip you all off. And they know what's going on with the specific housing tracks. And they have familiarity with all the specific models in those tracks. And of course, they have the awareness of the speed of the current market because they're full-time and they're working in the game. And I could go on and on and on. But all of that gives you protection, and that's a big one. Now, the next one is one that a lot of people don't actually think about very much because they're just out there trying to get the best deal. But this plays into the humanity part of real estate. Reputation, their rep, their street cred. Reputation matters. Who you are, you can be as wonderful as you want to be, but if the person representing you isn't representing you in the best light, or if the person representing you has a bad reputation or no reputation, suddenly you've weakened yourself as a buyer. You know that your offer is not just numbers and terms on a piece of paper. It's a full presentation to the seller and to the listing agent, who's another realtor in town. And a big part of that presentation is who is your realtor? Who is your lender? That's where the human side comes in. And the seller is looking at their listing agent and saying to them, hey, will this buyer close? That's all they care about. One thing, will this buyer close? So if you're represented by somebody without a reputation, like your newly licensed cousin or some newer realtor that you found on Instagram, people out there who just don't have any street cred, that can actually work against you for your offer, no matter how beautiful it looks on paper. The sellers and the listing agents, they are super judgy. If there are two similar offers in at the same time, but one is from a new agent with no rep, and the other one is from a unicorn or a unicorn team that has an awesome reputation in town, it's going to be a no-brainer for them. Because again, for them, it's all about the ability to close on the deal. And the unicorn team, they don't even have to say anything. They have a track record that speaks for themselves. With a new agent, the seller and the listing agent are just hoping that this new person does what they say they will. But with a unicorn, they see the record to see that this team already has done it and that they have done what they said they will do numerous times over the years. So again, I know I'm talking about unicorns and fanciful stuff, but it's not magic. Imagine you're standing there and you're looking at a first-year med student and the 10-year head of surgery. And both of them are asking you, hey, can I cut you open, dude? Can I do surgery? Who are you going to pick? It's the same thing with the listing agent. They're going to be looking at these offers and going, first-year med or the 10-year head of surgery. And what's interesting is the really cool thing about having someone with a great reputation is I've seen this work in reverse. I've actually had this happen in reverse several times in my career. You know, when I see a listing, you know, my buyers are trying to buy this home and it's being represented by a newer, inexperienced agent. Oh, I get so pumped up for my buyers. That's when I whip out my special, these are not the droids you're looking for. Yeah, that's the negotiation tactic when I'm working with a newer agent. Numerous times I have told that listing agent, hey, don't worry about a thing. I'm the how to buy home guy. I teach this stuff. My team is going to close for your seller because again, by representing my buyer with the number one thing the seller wants, the ability to close, my reputation can be something that makes that scared other realtor very excited that they're not going to let their client down. And then my buyer benefits because they end up getting the home that they want. And oftentimes, we're the lesser offer. I mean, sometimes the third, fourth, or fifth on the list. Like, we're way down as far as price. But we still get chosen. That's a benefit that comes in handy when you're in a very competitive market. Another benefit that doesn't get thought about a lot because everyone kind of sees any transaction they do in life in more the black and the white. They don't realize that, especially with something like this, we live in the gray. Creativity. This is a ginormous benefit that a unicorn realtor and lender, a full unicorn support team, can give you. In today's economy and the housing market landscape, I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. You have to have someone who has seen this before and has figured out that we're doing things differently now. This is maybe where some of that unicorn magic actually comes in. It feels like magic because they've got to get creative to help you get your piece of the middle class life because it's tough right now. Unicorn creativity comes oftentimes months and months, sometimes years before you ever go out and start looking at homes. That's where they set you up with the best savings for the home, helping you work on your credit scores and your debt questions, and you and the unicorn realtor and the unicorn lender working together to build your rent replacement strategy. Building that together and having that ready early puts you in the best situation. Now, if you end up going with a donkey team, they're just an order taker. They punch your numbers in and they give you a yes or no answer. No plan. One of the things unicorns understand is something that I know from doing this since 2006. I believe the planning to buy your home is more. Yes, I say more important. Planning to buy your home is more important than the actual process of shopping for the home and writing offers. This is so, so true. If you are guided correctly, you're going to be ready quicker. So that means maybe you can do it faster. But most importantly, you're going to be ready with the options. And with a unicorn team, creative options. And you have all those things already talked about in your head, ideas to help you realize these options are going to give you better choices before you begin shopping. Options equals less compromise as well, less sacrifice on the things that you might not be able to afford, and more opportunity to put more of the dream in your dream home. And that planning takes know-how and experience. And now, in this increasingly more difficult market for the disenfranchised first-time homebuyer that's being squeezed out of the game, it absolutely takes a creative, compassionate, and caring team who not only can give you options, but when you run into difficulties, they are solution-oriented. And after the planning, of course, when you write the offer, that's when the creativity can also be a big bonus for you. I had an offer written for a home with one of my podcast listeners here in Southern California. It was uber competitive with multiple offers. And my buyers really wanted a home, but they were getting maxed out on their price and what they could offer. So I wrote a really strong offer, but little did I know that the listing agent was a nationally recognized best-selling author and real estate coach. He didn't have his name on it. He was having his team do it. So the home was his brother's, and he was way out of the area. So the team was doing the deal, and there's their name on there. But this nationally recognized big real estate guru, he was scrutinizing every offer that came in. So my strong offer was strong, not just on price, but for the terms and the timelines on the inspections. And because we were prepared together, I actually wrote that even though we did have to use a loan to buy this home, we would not use any loan contingency during our inspection period. I actually wrote it waiving the loan contingency completely. And then plus I added a little kicker. Tell you about that in a sec. I was confident in the loan because my unicorn lender had been working with them for months before we went to look at everything. But waiving that loan contingency is highly unusual, if not, you know, dare I say, remarkable, and not something that you see on the initial contract offering. But the lender and I discussed this creative strategy, and we had plenty of options to protect our buyer. And of course, we had our little kicker. See, the counteroffer that they ended up sending us was the strongest and most intense counteroffer I have ever seen. It was basically, cool, thanks for your offers. Here's what we want. Take it or leave it. No repairs, no termite work to be done. Closing in only 3 weeks, and if you didn't close on time, you as the buyer had to pay $250 a day to the seller until the home actually closes. And then they only gave you 5 days to do all your inspections and be all in and your deposit at risk. Now, the cool thing about this was that $250 a day if you don't close on time, that was something I put in the original offer. That was my creative way to show on paper that we meant business. And he ended up using my term, my stipulation, and put it in his boilerplate counteroffer and sent that out to everybody else and all the multiple offers out there to see if they would match what we did. So that was pretty exciting for my buyers to know that we were setting the bar for what they were looking for. So between that $250 plus that five-day inspection period before you put your deposit at risk, that freaked everyone out except us. Because before I had my buyers, who were podcast listeners, before I had them sign the counteroffer accepting all these quick terms, I had already booked the inspector for the next day, and we had our appraiser on standby. So long story longer, we got the deal, and then the nationally recognized best-selling author and real estate coach called me personally, and he was like, oh my gosh, I know who you are. And the next thing you know, I was on his next coaching webinar to discuss my offer as an example to all of his students across the United States and Canada. Now, that story is not a humble brag about me. This story is about Ben and Amy, the buyers. They really wanted that home. Ben and Amy needed creativity to get it done. So I unicorned it, got creative, and Ben and Amy got what they wanted. And that's the happy ending. Now, if you want to hear more examples like this, listen to the interview episodes on the podcast back in the back catalog in the library. There are tons of stories like this one. I could keep going on the bazillion benefits of using a unicorn, but I'm going to finish with one that Joelle brought up in an interview. That was episode 169 with Joelle. Joelle is a really smart woman, and she noticed that by choosing her unicorn realtor first, instead of doing what the internet says and going out and getting pre-approved, well, she partnered up with her unicorn realtor. So now she's set up with an established local professional. And when it came time to finding a unicorn lender to round out her unicorn support team, as she put it, the lender knows where their bread gets buttered. See, the way it works is like this. Lenders, if they're an order taker, you as the buyer call them up and they run the numbers and then they just send you to a realtor. Or they say, go out and get your own realtor. But if the realtor that you start your unicorn relationship with first is a known local big player, then when they call the lender to say, I've got a great first-time homebuyer for you, the lender knows where their bread gets buttered and they treat you with extra bitchin' service because they want to be not only good to you, but good for the realtor because the realtor can eventually then bring them more business. Get it? Bread buttered. They know if they treat the buyer with the respect and the care that the unicorn realtor does, more buyers like you from that realtor will follow to them. Many of my listeners tell me that their full unicorn support team working hand in hand was the primary reason that they succeeded in their goal. Okay, let's get into the history of the current unicorn stable and my relationship with the unicorns. This all began back in 2019 when I was so mad at the corrupt real estate industry, I wanted to expose what they were doing and the steaming piles of garbage realtors that they were serving up to first-time homebuyers. If you want to get the full details on that, that's episode 5. It's like the very beginning of the podcast. It's called The Biggest Dirty Little Secrets in Real Estate, and that's where you can hear how big real estate has been screwing first-time homebuyers for decades and trying to hide the existence of unicorns. It's a crazy episode. It's just me and a microphone and me being angry, and it sounds like a manifesto. I sound a little crazy, but it's fun. Now, back then, I wasn't calling them unicorns yet. So the very next episode after my manifesto number 5 is episode 6, where I offered everything I knew on how to interview and choose a realtor specifically for you. My goal was to help people not get burned. So back then, I think I must have had, tens of listeners. So I put the information out there on all the insider tips to help avoid the BS system of big real estate. And I gave everyone, here's a list of questions you should ask, and here's what you should do to help you get yourself the greatest representation that you can. Because that's the crazy thing about this whole deal. Any first-time homebuyer can hire the best. You just need to know how to avoid the usual crap that they try to steer you to. Those inexperienced, untrained, barely qualified, you know, I'll say it, not qualified newbie agents that probably won't still be a realtor in the next couple of years. Yeah, you got a real estate license. Woohoo, good for you. But it's a simple test that any high schooler can pass. So the crazy thing is, you can go out there and you can hire the best. You just have to know what to look for. And as the podcast went on, I just started telling the truth, telling you what to look for when you were looking to build your real estate team. So after those couple episodes, I just kept on producing stuff, putting out new episodes and new content on everything else that you need to know when you're buying your first home. Well, it turns out that people kind of dig authentic education, so the podcast grew, and I kept referring to this fact because I kept getting questions in, and I was like, hey, I can teach you as much as I can, and that's a lot, but to really maximize your buying experience, you have to realize that a lot of the stuff that I'm giving you is general information, and it's going to change drastically with your specific needs. You need fierce advocates who know what they're doing and have good experience, but who are also compassionate guides and willing to help educate you. So as I kept going along and talking about all the things you needed to do, I would occasionally throw that in. And then one episode, when I was talking about the number of realtors out there, the millions and millions of them, I said, you know what? You're looking for a unicorn. And then it stuck. Well, after that episode, suddenly you started blowing up my email and my DMs asking me if I knew a unicorn in Denver, Dallas, or, you know, Detroit or New York. So I took my contacts that I'd been building since 2005, and I started making my own little unicorn stable. Now, right now, currently, we have 3 million licensed real estate agents. 3 million. Right now, as I record this podcast, I only have 285 unicorns in North America. Now, there are other programs out there that will supposedly educate first-time homebuyers and then refer you to an agent, places like Zillow and Redfin and my good friend Dave Ramsey. But what's interesting about a lot of those programs is, actually most of them, they make the agents pay monthly fees to get on that list of people that they refer. So they have to pay every single month to become the person that these other places refer. And of course, that means there's no vetting, there's no experience checklist, just can you pay the monthly fee? It's called paid leads. Yeah, you're not even a human to a lot of these folks, you're just a lead. And those platforms out there, they make their money and they keep their doors open by flooding the internet with tons of fancy tech so that you end up calling them for help. And then they refer you to these people that they say, here's our preferred list, which basically means people who gave us money. So I decided I was going to build my unicorn stable differently. Since 2005, been involved with the real estate coaching program with top producing realtors that work by referral. Remember, I talked about working relationally, not transactionally. That's how these folks work. Their business only grows if their clients are much more than a notch on their belt. I fly all over the country, and I've been meeting with these people since 2005. We meet at seminars, we mastermind, we go over the local market news. And when the podcast got going and people started asking me for unicorns, I had about, 100 to 150 people in my original unicorn stable. Over the past 5 years, when a listener asks for a unicorn in their area, if I don't have one, the first thing I do is I ask the other unicorns who are close if they know anybody in that specific area that the podcast listener is asking for. And then I personally vet and interview each candidate to see if their business model aligns with the goals of the podcast, to treat first-time homebuyers as they should be treated. Well, as I've grown and the podcast has grown, I've had hundreds and hundreds of realtors suddenly reach out to me and want to be a unicorn. Many of them don't get past the first interview. And of the ones that they do, if they come on in and they become a unicorn, they're held to a very high standard. I have, like I said, 285 right now, but I've also gone through the interview process with another 215 that passed my original vetting. But since then, based on their performance and their interaction with the people out there, they have been released from the stable. Yeah, gang, they were fired. They're not unicorn material. So if you're wondering how the unicorns get in here, that's how it works. There's 285 of them right now, and I've fired 215, and there are hundreds more knocking on the door. So if you're looking at 3 million licensed real estate agents out there, and only 285 of them are good enough to be a unicorn and stay a unicorn so that they get recommended to you, you can assure that they are the elite of the elite of the elite. And nobody pays to be here. Nobody gets paid a dime until the day that you close on your home. Oftentimes, after months and months of preparation, and then months and months of looking at homes, sometimes the hourly wage of the unicorn realtor and the lender can pencil out to less than minimum wage because of all the time that they put in for the education process. But they're in it for the long haul. Unicorns are your homies for life. And as you probably figured out, me too, and this podcast. I've assembled the cream of the crop in my badass unicorn stable. And when you close on a home, yes, that's when they pay me a small referral fee if I've recommended them to you. Now, I'm 5 years in doing that, and I'm still not really profitable. I knew I wouldn't be, and that's okay. This is my passion project to give back. It's a slow growth business, but I can sleep a lot better at night knowing how many people have been served correctly. My goal always was and always will be to build the greatest educational platform for first-time homebuyers so they stop getting screwed. That's my mission statement. Period. Curtain. End of story. And I love all you out there, but as I'm finding trying to build this and grow this and pay for all of this, you're not usually what we call a high-ticket item in the world of real estate. But I knew that going in. A high-ticket item is not this old man's mission. Drink! My mission is so you don't get screwed. I want to disrupt the industry. I want to start a revolution, not for me, but for you, because you deserve better. You are being ignored by so many in the industry. Bet. Facts. Hashtag truth bomb. And straight up, this is just not right. And if I can fix even a little of that by attaching you to the people in the industry that are overly qualified to help you, but are extremely willing and in fact thrilled to be your expert guide. Cool. That's what I can do. Fine. Then call me the disruptor. And if you want to be a part of the revolution and finally start getting the service you deserve, go to howtobuyahome.com. That's where you can get the 7-day beginning training course, or you can hit Ask David and just ask me a question, or you can make the move and ask for your very own unicorn. Gang, on the reels, like for serious. As long as the realtor mafia doesn't whack me first, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep educating and keep empowering you. And it's been exciting to actually see it working. We've had thousands of listeners, many of them probably just like you. And they matched with the unicorn and they bought their first home. You know, I was doing this in a small capacity on my own here in Southern California with my little group of friends and family. And then I realized, oh my gosh, other people are cool and they treat first-time homebuyers right. So let's see if I can connect them to them. And then I realized the education part was just so empty. So it kind of all came together for me. And I feel like this little project here is at least giving you a fighting chance in what is a corrupt and greedy industry. A lot of people in the industry hate to hear that, but it's the truth. If you break down the numbers from a business perspective and you see how screwed you guys are getting, and we're growing, and you are getting more and more power, and more people are realizing they have to treat you better. But it doesn't matter. Forget them. They're outside the unicorn stable. The unicorns are here. I know I always say you can do this, but with a unicorn team, you can not only do this, but like the thousands of other listeners, and I think we got 50 of them on the interviews back there, you can see and hear how this is working. And not only can you do it, but with that unicorn team, you can do this in the absolute best ways possible for you and your family. So yeah, I guess with a unicorn team, you can do this right.